إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are on the second part of the steps to driving change. The first one was to own the need for it. So to own it and stop playing the blame game and all the rest of it which we spoke. The second one is, having owned it, then analyze it. Having owned the mistake that we make, having owned the need for change, then we need to analyze the reason for the mistake, why was the mistake made, what else could we have done at that time, which we did not do, and so on. Now that analysis is very, very important. And if you want that analysis to actually work, there are two critical things that must be satisfied. Number one is that we need to be brutally frank. Excuses do not change reality. And therefore, if you are not brutally frank, then you are only fooling yourself. As the famous quote of Paulo Coelho, he said that if you really want to improve yourself, don't lie to yourself. And I think, I mean, that's not exactly how he said it in a much nicer way, but that was the overall meaning of it. So being brutally frank in analysis, whatever the analysis, is absolutely critical. Otherwise the GIGO principle applies, garbage in, garbage out. You can make all the excuses in the world, it doesn't change facts. So we have to be completely and totally brutally frank with ourselves. And in order to do that, we have to let go of emotional baggage. In the stage of owning it, we dealt with the emotional baggage. Now in the analysis stage, we must not have any emotional baggage. Now emotional baggage is of two kinds. One is historical feelings that are associated with that incident or with whatever it is that you are analyzing. Second one is the tendency to blame. Once again, we go back to blame. So, if you start feeling bad about something, you say, well, I made this mistake. Now, if I say I made this mistake and then I am feeling so terrible and horrible about it, then you will not be able to be brutally frank with the reason why you made the mistake. End of the day, what is the desire, what is the end result you want? The end result you want is that this mistake must not be made again. Now the only way that mistake will not be repeated is if you understand why it was made in the first place. But you will not understand why it was made in the first place if you keep on blaming yourself and beating yourself up. So therefore, all emotional baggage should be out of the window. Many times when you are having an analytical discussion, this is one of the biggest problems, and this is one of our, as Muslims, this is one of our biggest hurdles. We are incapable of letting go of emotional baggage. So our definition of friend is somebody who agrees with me. Now that is the worst definition of friend that you can ever have. This is our, literally, I mean, in practical terms, but in practical terms, who is a friend? One who agrees with me. That friend, he can be a friend of yours for 100 years, he would have agreed with you. Then at the end of the 100th year, on one matter, if he says, look, I think what you are saying is wrong, this does not work, that is the end of the friendship, khalas. Then the same people will bad talk that person, they will malign him, they will, you know, do ghibat for him, and Allah will open the doors of goodness for that man out of your amal. But the point of the matter is that your friendship is destroyed only because that person objectively criticized something that you did, which you know is wrong. You know it is wrong, but you will not accept it. So therefore, you throw the friendship out of the window. This is, whose loss is it? I mean, at the end of the day, the truth is the truth, no matter who says it, right? So if you want to deny the truth, the only one who is losing is yourself. Yeah, nothing else. I mean, the person who said it does not lose. The one who is denying it is losing it. But this is our issue. Our issue is that friendship, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thami Rahmatullah used to say, کہ ہمارا جو متفقن علیہ کا جو تصور ہے وہ یہ ہے کہ آپ میری رائے سے اتفاق کیجئے. In the Sharia there is a term called muttafaqun alayh, which means that all the ulama have agreed on a particular matter. Maulana Ashabari Thawri Rahmatullah Alayh used to say that our definition of muttafaqun alayh is you agree with me. Now that cannot be a definition. That's that he's saying that in a satirical way, to say that this cannot be a definition. We cannot say that the only way, that my way is the right way, and only choice you have is agree with me. If you don't agree with me, then you are out of this whole thing. So that is why it is very important to get rid of this emotional baggage and to be brutally frank with yourself. Now, having done that, there is a tool which we call root cause analysis. And the way to do root cause analysis is to ask why 5 times. Right? Sometimes you get the answer in less than 5 times, but 5 times is, you ask why 5 times. So apply this. I'm just teaching you a tool as well while we are on it. To give you an example, you say, well, a problem we have is that we do not pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid, and maybe we even miss praying Salatul Fajr altogether. So this is a problem. We say, well, this is a serious problem because to leave Salah deliberately is kufr. If somebody is deliberately leaving Salah, then this person's action brings the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on all the others around that person, and so on. So this is a big problem. Now, how do we solve this problem? So what is the reason for this problem? I'm applying the root cause analysis method to that. So ask why 5 times. So you say, I miss my Salatul Fajr. Why? So that's the first why. Why? Because I sleep late at night. Why do you sleep late at night? Second why. Why? Because I am on Facebook. Or there may be multiple reasons. I am on Facebook, I am going to this dawat or that dawat, I am going for this party or that party, whatever the reason is. So you say, well, I am on Facebook. Third why. So why are you on Facebook? Because I think I am influencing the world by being on Facebook. Why do you think that? Fourth why. Because I am really, I have not done any analysis, this is a pure assumption of mine. There is no proof to say that being on Facebook is changing anything. So why do you believe this nonsense? So brings you back to the reality. Why do I do all of this? Because I do not have my faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fact that I will die is not very clear to me. Right? So the 5 whys bring you to the root cause. What is the root cause why you don't pray Salatul Fajr, or why you don't pray it in the masjid? Is because you lack iman itself. I'm not saying you do not have iman. I'm saying this iman is weak. And the fact that one day you will die and stand before Allah, this is not a particularly strong point as far as you are concerned in terms of belief. So it brings you to the, again, as I said, you will arrive at this only if you are brutally frank with yourself. You start making excuses, then it doesn't work. So you have to do it. Say, for example, another one. Why is it that we are unable to attract the youth to the masjid? This is a global universal problem. Illa mashallah, there are some masajid where youth come, but other than that, this is a global problem everywhere. Why are we not able to attract youth to the masjid? So the first, the problem definition is youth are not coming to the masjid. This is the problem definition. So ask why 5 times, root cause analysis. First, why don't they come to the masjid? Because there is nothing in the masjid that attracts them. Why is there nothing in the masjid which attracts them? Because the people running in the masjid are completely disconnected from the youth. They don't know how they think, they don't know how they talk, they don't know what interests them, what does not interest them, what are the, they don't know any of that. There is all complete sort of disconnect between the big, huge generation gap between the youth and people running masajid. Why is there this generation gap? Because people running masajid do not make any effort to understand the youth. So three whys. Fourth, why do they not understand? Why do they not make this effort? Because for many of them, the issue is they have to read more, they have to keep themselves au fait with whatever is happening in the world, and so on. All of which requires knowledge of English language, because that is the language of research, that is the language in which books are being written, that's the language of media, that is the language of communication in the world, and most people who are running masajid, imams, khatibs, do not know the English language. Right? Final question again. So why do you not know the English language? Because once again, we are really lazy about learning this thing, and we are lazy about learning this thing because really, do we have an interest in attracting youth? No. So brings you back to the same thing, right? Another question which we have been discussing in this country, for example, is to say, how is it that you have a government which is doing things which are obviously detrimental to the development of the nation? Why is the opposition silent? Because opposition leaders have skeletons in the cupboards. Again, same issue of apply the five wives. Why do they have skeletons in the cupboard? Because we have elected and we have chosen to elect corrupt opposition leaders or corrupt leaders. Why do we elect corrupt leaders? We are coming to the fourth one. Why do we elect corrupt leaders? Because we benefit from this corruption. That is the bottom reality. I mean, you can curse whoever you want. End of the day, the corrupt leader is beneficial for you because you can go and give a bribe and get what you want. So ultimate responsibility is whose? My responsibility. So no point in blaming this leader, that leader, government, opposition, political party, whatnot. You are responsible because you want to give bribes and do shortcuts and do things which you should not be doing. Therefore, you need corrupt leaders, and because you need corrupt leaders, you elect them, and when you elect them, obviously they have skeletons and cupboards, which means that they cannot say what needs to be said to develop the country. At the end of the day, who suffers? You suffer. Now you sit and cry. What is the good of that cry? So, root cause analysis. This is what happens when you analyze to drive change. Is this easy? No, it is not easy. But you decide, is the pain enough for you or you want some more pain? Because pain will come. The only truth about pain is that pain always increases. Doesn't decrease. Unless you take some steps to decrease it, pain always increases. Try it with any kind of pain. If you take steps, then it will, otherwise it will increase. So therefore, same thing with this. So ask why five times. And finally, having done that, having asked why and so on and so forth, then we come to the final thing, which is to say, therefore, what must I do? Explore alternatives. Now we are in this situation. We have faced the situation. We are not playing games anymore. We are not blaming this one or that one. We accept and own responsibility for the situation. We have analyzed how come we ended in this situation. We have come to the root cause of the thing. Now, how do you deal with that root cause? Like cancer treatment, it is painful, but why do you accept the painful treatment? Because the alternative is death. It's as simple as that. The reason you accept painful treatment is because the alternative is death, and that alternative is worse than the treatment. If somebody does not feel that, then they will say, I don't need the treatment, I'm happy to die, right? But most people don't do that. They say, no, let's get the treatment, even if it's painful, doesn't matter, at least it will save my life. So therefore, same thing here. If you want to drive change, then look at this straight in the face and say, what is the alternative? The alternative, as far as politics is concerned, is to condemn myself and my children and my future generations to slavery for God knows how many generations. That is the alternative. Is that a nice alternative? If it does not do something about it today, because it's not going to change unless we take some action. As far as Islam and Muslims are concerned, attracting the youth to the masjid, what is the alternative? The alternative is what happened with Christianity. Empty masajid, atheism spreading like wildfire, the religion has lost all meaning. For the people who practice it, it is like a ritual. Most of them, of course, there are some people who believe and so on, but most of them it's a ritual. For others, they don't even bother about that. Even that is gone down the drain. Right. The priests and so on, they're ulama, they have zero influence in society, nobody bothers with them, nobody asks them any question, nothing, end of the story. This is the alternative, that is what you are facing. Now, is this what you want for Islam and Muslims? If it is not, then do something about it. Right. Same thing as far as coming for Salatul Fajr, it's not only the issue of Salatul Fajr, it's like what you were saying the other day. The bottom line issue is, do I believe that I will die? Do I believe that I will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And at the end of the day, that is the most critical part of our belief most critical part of our existence, because no matter what happens in this world, no matter who is king, who is queen, who is slave, no matter what, at the end of the day, one day, whether you or I believe it or like it or not, we will die. And at that time, if we are on this state of our iman, then may Allah help us. Because that is really a horrible situation. So therefore, in terms of analyzing, this is what we should do to drive change. Inshallah, bismillah ta'ala, we look at the other steps as we go along. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do what is required to change our lives in a way which is positive for ourselves and for all others who live in the same environment. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.